Hi, this is Jennifer Smith, and thank you for listening to The 15-Minute Shift. This is a podcast where I give you 15 minutes of enlightenment, an activity, or a challenge every week to change your mindset, change your vibe, and change your life. Let's dig in. Hey, happy new moon. So today is January 24th, 2020, and we are upon the first new moon of the year, the calendar year of 2020. I have had multiple people come to me over the course of probably the last 6 months and ask me specifically, what do I do on a new moon? What is my personal practice? And I usually keep what I do sort of closed off and I keep a lid on it because my practice is my own sacred practice. However, I do have a private membership group, and in that private membership group, I do give secrets, tips, or tricks and procedures on different sacred techniques or ancient knowledge or wisdom regarding different spiritual events or activities that you can do. And I feel that that is a quality that is reserved for my clients who are committed to that membership group with me. That being said, I do feel that there is quality and necessary, it is a necessity for me to share what exactly I do think you should be doing if you're a beginner, or even if you're not a beginner, what you should be doing to harness the energies of the new moon. So I'm going to share with you a very basic scenario on how you can begin to use different crystals, herbs, candles, even oils, and whatever you might have to harness the energy of the new moon, cast an intention, and put your intention, which is truly your dreams and your wishes, onto your new moon grid or new moon, crystal grid or new moon candle to invoke the magic of that energy of the new moon to truly help you bring these things into your life that you're seeking in your hopes, your wishes, and your dreams. So I will basically start off with, if you are a new beginner and you've never done anything before, but you feel pulled and drawn to want to work with the new moon, number one, you should get a fresh new candle. I always like to use the tall glass candles that you get at the dollar store. I am Christian in my beliefs, so therefore I use a Lady of Guadalupe or a St. Jude candle. And they will burn for, I think, 3 days. I'm going to explain this in three parts. The first part being you're using a candle only. Now, do you need to use a glass-cased candle? No. You could use a tall taper candle. You could use a chime candle, which you can get on Amazon or in a metaphysical store. You could use a pillar candle. I wouldn't necessarily recommend using a tea light, nor would I recommend using one of those little short stubby candles. But what I would recommend you do is you get yourself a taper in white or green, and you set that candle up and you write a letter to the new moon. This is called a new moon letter. Now, whether you're doing a more expansive activity or whether you're doing a smaller activity, such as just using a candle, you would simply write your letter to the new moon, Dear Universe. And your Dear Universe letter needs to be, this new moon cycle, these are the things I need to invoke into my life. And when you write this letter, it should be just that. These are the things I would like to invoke into my life. During the next new moon cycle, I would like to bring in X amount of dollars, or fill in the blank, X amount of dollars, a new job, a new lover, a new spouse. I would like emotional intelligence. I would like to have a more emotional control. I would like to find myself being more confident. I would like to find myself being more, having more self-belief. I would like to find myself living in a place that I believe I have more abundance coming to me. So what you would do is you would just write this letter with however the energy feels good for you. And what happens is you would sign the letter, you know, however you want to sign it, write your name, sign your name at the bottom. I like to fold my letter just like I would mail a letter in the mail. And what I do is I put it in an envelope. I like to put a piece of sage in the envelope. And then I put the sealed envelope with the new moon date. So today's date is 1/24/20. I put that new moon, 1/24/20. And I seal that envelope with a piece of sage in it. And I put it under my candle. And then I like to call in my power. And what I mean by doing this is I ask all of my ancestors, all of my guides, I ask them to come in along with the God energy. And I say, dear God, universe, I ask you to please clear the energy of this candle and to set upon the intentions that I wrote in this letter on this candle and to help me harvest and harness these requests from the universe onto me in my life. I ask you to bless me with these requests. And then I light the candle. Now, two things about lighting a candle. Whether you are using an expansive crystal grid or whether you're using a smaller crystal grid or whether you're just burning a candle and not using crystals at all, never blow a candle out. Let it burn all the way until it's done. Now, there's a lot of people out there that don't like to let candles burn because they're worried about a fire. That's fine. Let it burn for however long you see fit. I like to say, let it burn all the way out. Or if you cannot possibly let it burn because you need to go to bed or you need to leave the house and you don't want to leave it burning, put it out with a candle snuffer. Or you can flip a spoon upside down and use that as a snuffer, but never blow a candle out. That has a deeper magical meaning. I'm not going to get into it right now. So that is the basic lighting a candle, writing a letter for a new moon. Now you want to take it a step further. Let's say you want to use crystals, right? You could use, I would say use a minimum of one crystal, set it in front of your candle, set it on top of your letter. Basically the same practice. You invoke your power, you call in your guides, you call in your ancestors, you ask them to see and hear your petition, and you're asking them to that you're casting your intention onto this candle and you are burning it with the idea that this candle, this crystal, this letter is harnessing the energy of the moon to help you harvest your desires, your wishes, your dreams. Now, I said you could use one crystal. You could take four crystals. You could put your candle in the middle and you would have a crystal at north, south, east, west. Let's say you want to use more crystals. Well, you could get into looking up different crystal grids, or you can just use however many crystals you see fit. You want to add more power to your crystal grid, more power to your candle, use 4 quartz points. You can get real small ones. You can get real big ones. It's really just up to you what you want it to look like. You can put a circle of crystals around your candle, little tiny crystals, big crystals, small crystals, whatever. However you see fit, that's what you can put with your crystal grid. The other thing that you can do is if you are asking for money to be called in, money is drawn to more money. So when you are holding money in your hand, you are more likely to attract more money. So for people who are seeking money at the time of the new moon, you want to expand your abundance. I would highly recommend that you get whatever amount of cash that you can get together on hand. Maybe you have a particular number that's like your lucky number, okay? I like to work with ones, 11, 111, yada, yada. So whenever I do a crystal grid, I either put $11 or I put $111 with my crystal grid. I take the $111, I put it underneath my candle, I burn my candle. Now, it just so happens that today, before I'm doing this podcast, I already set up my crystal grid and I really have set intentions for what I'm asking for this new moon cycle. However, my intentions are not solely based upon money, okay? But I want asking for money to be a part of that. So what I've done is I have $111 and I have it on the north side of my candle on the outside of my grid. So it is with my crystal grid. It is invoking the energy of my crystal grid, but I have a large crystal sitting on top of the $111 and I have an old skeleton key on top of my money as well. So what I like to do is I like to set that pile of money with a key, with a crystal, just to the side of my grid. This is harnessing the same energy. You're invoking the same thing. It's just asking for it to be multiplied. Now, the next question I'm probably guessing you're going to ask me is, what do you mean? How much money do I want it to multiply? Well, that's up to you. Maybe your lucky number are fives. Maybe you have $55 with your crystals or with your candle. So you ask yourself, 55 is your lucky number. What is the number you would like your grid to be multiplied by? Write that in your letter to the universe on the new moon. Make that part of what you're invoking the universe for. Okay. So I covered the crystal grid. I covered the candle. I covered writing the letter to the universe. I covered using money. I covered using skeleton keys. Skeleton keys are very magical in that they help you to open new doors and bring in new opportunity. So if you have one, I wouldn't recommend you just go out and just buy a cheap plastic one. Really go to an antique shop and find one that really, really jives with you. I just used to own an antique shop and I have collected skeleton keys for most of my life. And I happen to have a huge ice cream container full of them. And I have a handful of them that I absolutely love. They're my favorite ones. And those are the ones I use when I'm doing a spell or I'm using for a crystal grid because they open up new doors. So that's why I have skeleton keys with my grid. Now, something else I'm just going to throw in there. Let's say, you are someone and you want your grid or your crystal set up. You want your new moon set up to be about healing or manifesting a job or manifesting money. That's great. You can do all the things I said. But separately, let's say one of your family members is ill and you need healing for them. I would recommend that you take a rose quartz or an amethyst, set it to the side of your grid and burn a separate smaller candle and ask for healing for X amount of people and write their names on a piece of paper and put them under that candle right next to your grid. Or you can make your whole grid about healing and just write all the names of the people who need healing in your universe, in your letter to the universe. Okay. You can do that as well. Now, I happen to be very deeply connected to the energies of Atlantis. So with my grid today, I actually have a giant seashell that my son has harvested from the ocean, and I have put aquamarine crystals in it, and I'm asking for the Atlantean connection, all of my Atlantean ancestors, all of my Atlantean guides to invoke their energies into helping me manifest all of the things I'm asking to be manifested on this new moon. So I have that seashell with the aquamarine because it is harvested from the area. It is a stone directly from Atlantis, along with some Larimar. I have that set up right here with my crystal grid, right inside of my seashell. So I have three things going on. I have my main candle. I have a large crystal grid. I have my new moon letter under my candle. On the side, I actually have a pile of money with skeleton keys and a crystal invoking the universe and God to bring me and multiply that pile of money. Then I have a large seashell with an aquamarine and Larimar, and I'm asking my ancestors and all of my Atlantean energies to come in and help infuse and attract all of these things I'm asking for with my grid and the money, all of it there. And then I have a rose quartz circle separately next to my grid where I am invoking healing and love for a select amount of people. So you can do all of these things at one time right there with your grid, and that is all of your new moon activities. Now, we talked about writing the letter. We talked about manifesting money. We talked about manifesting or bringing in energies. Let's say you don't resonate with the Atlantean connection, but you might resonate with maybe a star system out there. So find some token item that is representative for you of that star system, and find a crystal that is also representative of that star system for you, and put that to the side of your grid or with your candle to help you invoke those energies to amplify what you are manifesting with your candle and your grid and your crystals. If any of you are interested, at the beginning of the year, I was selling the Rose of Jericho with a home clearing kit for the new year to invoke rebirth and renewal. I still have those kits available on my website. And what the Rose of Jericho is it is an ancient plant, and it dries up in the desert and then it tumbles its way until it finds a place to renew itself. Once it hits water, it comes back to life. It is a really, really super powerful, high energy plant to have. I have that sitting with my grid today because I find it to be amazing. So if you're interested in using that, I have a great little kit that I can throw together. It's already packaged. Look at my website and check that out at jensmith.org. If you would like to see a picture of the things that I've described today, you need to join my group, the Light Seekers Tribe, and you'll be able to see a visual of exactly what I described for you here. So I hope that before I quit, I got one more thing to add. You can also use what is called a new moon intention check or a new moon abundance check to help you manifest an amount of money. How you would do this is you can go on the internet, Google new moon abundance check, and just print one out and write it out to yourself. Or you can just use a check from your own bank account. Write it to yourself, date it for today, and write the exact amount of money you think would be life-altering for you. I can't counsel you on the amount. All I can say is, what would you need monetarily to change your life? I would recommend that you fill that new moon check out, put it right there with your money if you're going to do a money manifestation, or put it in your new moon intention letter that you wrote to the universe. And on that note, I'm going to end. I am offering $21 video readings today only. Should be about a 24-hour turnaround. You can find that on my website. It is jensmith.org, or you can Venmo me at Pink July Moon. If you have any questions or you want additional information, please feel free to reach out. I hope you found this podcast to be super helpful today. I was simply trying to just outline for you all what you needed. I would love to have you in my group, the Light Seekers Tribe. So please do join us over there. Have a great new moon. I'm wishing you all abundance, health, and happiness.